Hi everyone! Before we get into this week's episode, I want to bring attention to this great organization that a friend of mine has started, soon to be nonprofit, called Big Hearts Small Packages. Their mission is to help the homeless community in Houston, Texas. Now, they have been making small packages that include sandwiches, snacks, water, Gatorade, masks, hand sanitizers, some dog food, sanitation pads, fans, a lot of stuff that we still need in the middle of a pandemic. They would love some help and donations. If you would like to help their cause, you can Venmo or Cash App them. Anything will help. You can check out their Instagram page at Big Hearts Small Packages for more information on how to do that. I will also be linking their handle in the episode description. And if you follow me on Twitter, they also have a Twitter. Definitely follow them, retweet, like, share what they put out. Thank you so much for checking them out. And let's get into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. Now, I'm gonna admit this took me a hot minute to get through. If you listened to my previous podcast, or I think it was the last one, or maybe a couple, I don't know. But I had talked about HBO's new show called Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet. Now, I had started the first episode, like, the week it premiered, and then other shows were happening, and I kept forgetting to, like, go in and watch it. It also didn't help that it was, like, an hour long, so it wasn't something that, like, quick that I could put on. And, so anyways, next thing you know, finale is over, and I'm like, I should probably finish this, especially because on finale, everybody was talking about it, and I was like, if I have this shit spoiled, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed. I am still salty that somebody spoiled fucking WandaVision for me. Like, I know I probably had time, but it's like the finale of WandaVision, or like one of the big things that happened near the end, somebody tweeted it out. I mean, and like, sure, this is expected, but it's like, seriously? I was waiting for it to finish. It probably had like a couple of more episodes and then I was gonna binge. And yeah, they fucking ruined it for me, and I'm still salty to this day. I have yet to watch WandaVision. I know I need to start, and but I was trying to give myself some time to, you know, forget the spoiler. But guess what? I ain't forgetting, and really salty that shit was spoiled for me. Ugh. Okay, that's not what we're talking about, though. As you can see, this is also my motivation to hurry up and start Loki, because I do want to watch that too, and I already know that shit's probably gonna be spoiled, just like WandaVision. So, all right, I'm rid of this negative energy. We're over it. We're talking about it, but we're over it. So that was my initiative to hurry up and finish Mayor of Easttown, because I was just muting everybody on my Twitter timeline and trying to just like scroll past anything that would give a like any kind of spoilers, which I'm glad about, because I was shook. Like, on all the episodes, it just kept getting better and better. So, this is your sign, like I say all the time. If you've been thinking about starting it, or if you haven't finished it, go watch it, go start it. I will be talking about the major spoilers. I'm giving a fair warning. But if you don't care about that, stay, listen, and let's discuss. So, Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet. Evan Peters makes a couple of appearances. Now, let me mention, timeline was talking about him, like, homeboy was there the entire time, alright, and I'm gonna tell you right away, again, spoiler ahead, okay, he gets shot and dies after something big, alright. I wanna kinda go into this sort of in chronological order, but he literally, oh my god, I don't know if it's because I watched the pilot and then waited forever to, like, watch the rest, but I swear he was in one fucking episode and dies, and that's it. I mean, I know he wasn't, he was probably in like 3 or 4 or whatever, but he dies, and I'm like, are we serious? Timeline was talking about him, like, he's like this big major love interest for Kate, and they were making moves, and no. They went on one date. She only went on just to get information about this, what is it called? Investigation that she was doing. He kisses her once right before he dies, and that's it. Can you believe this? Clown face. This is exactly how I felt. I was like, here I thought he was going to be for a while. He was going to have some, like, grand major moment with Kate. I thought they were going to sleep together at one point. Been there. So, we was disappointed there. I might also add that it was really weird to see Evan Peters outside of the American Horror Story, like, universe franchise. Like, sure, I've seen him in a couple of other things, but I know him strictly as playing, like, these weird dynamic characters on American Horror Story. I mean, like, they're all different, so maybe I shouldn't be shook that he was, like, this, like, plain Jane detective. But it was still so weird to see him in, like, a, like, sort of serious show. Like, not that American Horror Story isn't serious, because that should be scary sometimes. But it's, like, so, like, normal. He's, like, played some detective, and that was it. Who had a crush on Kate. Like, we can all play this, sir. We're not special. So, anyways. And yeah, so I had a couple of other characters, but obviously Kate is the main one here. And of course, I'm not going to be talking about any tiny detail because there are so many. There were 7 episodes, 7 hours, basically, because each episode was an hour. So I want to give a quick rundown of each character. So we have Kate, played by Kate Winslet, who is a detective in this small town who happens to be divorced and shares custody with her ex-husband over a grandson because her son is dead and the mom is, like, trying to get herself better. I don't know. She's, like, a rehab ex-drug addict. So they have custody, and near the beginning, we find out that she is filing for custody because she wants her son back. Then we have Frank, that's her ex-husband. He's suspected to be a baby daddy of this dead girl that is discovered at the end of episode 1. She is, like, naked, basically, found in the woods. And they're like, oh my god, this is Aaron. And everybody knows because it's, like, her friend group is family with Aaron's dad or something. And so, yeah, so he ends up being a suspect, but lo and behold, he's not. He just confesses to have helped her at one point because she was struggling because Aaron's mom had died and her dad wasn't exactly happy that she was pregnant and her baby daddy was not helping at all or contributing that much. So, anyways, he's just kind of like an character. We have Aaron, who is the girl who is murdered at the beginning. She leaves behind this son. What is he, like, maybe a year old? He's, like, a baby. We have no idea, going in after a couple of episodes, who the baby daddy is, because we think it's this one guy whose name is DJ, but then Aaron's best friend reveals that she had been saying that he is not the real baby daddy. So that also becomes, like, a big thing upon investigating who murdered her and, like, how she basically came to be found in the woods, because Kate also says that, like, she was dumped there. She wasn't necessarily killed there. A lot of family entanglement with her because it's Aaron's dad who's friends with this family, who is friends with Kate's best friend, who is Kate's best friend. So there's a lot of entanglement there. Oh, goodness. And then other big spoiler alert. The baby daddy ends up being John. That's all I'm going to say for now. John, who is Lori's husband, Lori is Kate's best friend. So Kate's best friend's husband ends up being Aaron's baby daddy, which is also Aaron's dad's best friend, like, one of his friends. Or maybe that's his cousin? I don't know. It's, like, fucking weird. It's too much for me to, like, sit here and make some family tree. And, anyways, John is a piece of shit because he had already cheated on Lori before, and he had made his son keep a secret that he was having an affair, which was eating him alive. And then he ended up having to tell his son that he needed to keep this also a secret. And yeah, the kid was not. He ended up confessing to his mom that his dad was having an affair again. So big yikes. And then, Aaron's son ends up staying with Lori. And then we have Colin, who is played by Evan Peters. He's the detective who's brought in to help with the murdered girl Aaron's case. He likes Kate, takes Kate on one date, kisses her, and then dies. Very short-lived. And again, I was expecting a lot more. So let me give the quick summary of what they have on the internet, really, because I'm sure I'm going on about this and no one knows what I'm talking about. So basically, Kate's character, Mare, she's an office police investigator in a small town in Pennsylvania, and she investigates a brutal murder as she's trying to keep her life from falling apart. So, like I mentioned, her son has passed away, and she has not really dealt with that. She just kind of dug into, she just dove and drowned in work, ended up, divorcing her husband. And then ended up having to take custody of her grandson. So she, like, has a lot going on. And so now she has this case. So, she also has a lot of, like, childhood trauma. Because, like, her dad killed himself. And then her mom wasn't exactly the greatest mom. Or, like, super present. But is there now. I mean, like, she was present. But, like, she was kind of, like, tough on her is what I guess. Sort of, yeah. And, so yeah, so Kate's assigned this investigation, and then Colin comes in, Colin being Evan Peters' character, comes in to help, Kate's character, Mare. She then has to go on leave because, like I had mentioned, that, her grandson's real birth mom wanted to get custody back of her son. Well, she's like, not today, and she ends up planting drugs on the mom. And then gets coughed by, like, her boss. And the boss, like, listen, you're lucky I like you and I get the situation. He's like, I'm going to help you this one time. So he puts her on leave and makes her go on into therapy. And, like, that kind of begins her healing process and, like, how we get to see a little more of who she is dealing with her son, her dad, how her dad's death and, like, his impact on her really led her to be an investigator. And, like, you know, her just shutting out after the death of her son and, like, having to deal with all that. And, yeah. And then, you know, the connection of just living in a small town. Everybody knows everybody and everything. So, yeah. And then the mom, spoiler alert, we find out at the end, does not end up taking custody because she ends up starting to use again. Which Kate doesn't, I mean, at first Kate's like, you know, big F you to the mom, but then near the end, she obviously has a softer side, and the mom's like, look, I just accidentally started, no, she didn't accidentally start, she's like, I started using just to stay awake because I was working two jobs and having to take care of Drew, her son, on occasion. She was still sort of sharing custody with, Kate's character, and, yeah, so one thing kind of led to another, so she was, like, really sad, but they have, like, a friendly encounter, or, like, a goodbye, sort of, because she's like, look, you have to take Drew, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, all's well that ends well, sort of. Okay. And then while on leave, Kate still is investigating this connection. She's like, this ain't gonna stop me. So within this, she ends up discovering that somehow Aaron being murdered, she was also on this, like, pay for, like, sort of hookups called Side Door. Well, after Aaron, like, a few days later or so, another girl is also taken who was also on this Side Door website. And then we also connect the fact that this other girl who was taken, like, a year before was also on this website. So Kay starts pulling all her strings, and she's realizing that all the girls were on this one website. They're all connected, so they think somebody is targeting these specific girls, which obviously was. So, thankfully, with her connection, she's able to talk to this one girl who said, yeah, there was this, like, really creepy guy who, like, next thing you know, had his hands around my neck and was choking me, and I was just kicking and kicking, and I got away, and he had this van, I got a partial plate. So, they're, like, tracking, like, 30 vans in this area, and they end up finding this guy. This guy's name is Wayne. And, he ends up having the girl who went missing the week before and the girl who went missing the year before in, like, some back closet, whatever, in a bar. And this is where Evan Peters' character, Colin, dies because they're becoming really sus. They see the little clues that it might be him, given the van being him just being really weird and, like, sketch and, like, kind of angsty. And then also the girl who had basically started the whole tip line said that this guy smoked Winston's, which was a really weird cigarette brand, apparently. And they find Winston's in his house. So then, you know, they're just trying to, like, talk to this guy and not really put him on edge. But then this guy busts out with a gun, kills Colin straight in the motherfucking head. Let me add. No, not even the head. It went through his eye. Through his eye, instantly dead, bang, out. He ends up shooting Kate. There's a whole runaround. Kate finds the girls, gets them out. Backup is there. And both those cases are closed. So, but they're obviously still trying to find out who killed Aaron, because this guy kidnapped those other two girls but didn't really have anything to do with Aaron's murder. That was just kind of like a bonus in finding. What do we have next? Colin and Wayne both die. Yeah, because Wayne dies because Kate ends up shooting him and trying to, like, self-defense, trying to make it out with the girls. And within this, I realized that they haven't, I don't think, announced a season 2 for this show. But I realized that this one thing kind of went unresolved. So Aaron's baby daddy, named DJ, and her best friend at one point have this conversation. And he's like, you can't forget what we did. We're connected. The three of us. And this other guy who's, like, not really important. And I kind of figured we would see it. I kind of had a feeling that DJ had a hand in Aaron's murder, but he didn't at all. But it's still suspicious of the fact that they have something that connects all three of them. And he was also gone at 2 a.m. the night that she went missing. So that, I'm realizing, isn't really resolved. So I'm hoping that whatever that is comes back into season 2, if there is a season 2. I might also add, if anybody has seen the show Broadchurch, it kind of reminds me of that show, with the fact that, like, the killer, the murderer, whatever, was right under the, like, main investigator's nose. Like, it had to do with someone close to them. And, Broadchurch ended up having, like, 2 other seasons that dealt with, like, other investigations. So it was really good. So I'm kind of hoping it sort of leads that way, where there's another investigation, but then there's still this, like, sort of connection to the first season and Aaron's murder. So then, you know, like I said, John confesses to killing Aaron, but he was actually just covering up for, guess who? His son, okay? Like I had mentioned that John had already had his son lie and keep the secret from his mom about having cheated the first time. Well, he's doing it again. So anyways, the kid is like, fuck this, I don't want my dad to have another affair, I'm just gonna scare Aaron off. And anyway, ends up shooting her and killing her. And so this is why John confesses, so that his son doesn't go to jail. But John still ends up going to jail, and so does the son's name is Ryan, because he killed Aaron. And there's footage of him taking this gun and bringing it back, which is revealed in the very last episode. We thought we had the killer, but then Kate puts 2 and 2 together and is like, oh shit, no, why are we not talking about this gun? And like how John has given little detail about how he killed her. Well, it's because he was covering up for his son. So John ends up, does have part sort of in taking care of the Aaron situation, because him and his brother grab the body, dispose, and cover it up. They dumped it in the woods, which is not where she was killed, obviously. She was killed in the park. And, Ryan ends up accidentally shooting her, killing her, dispose of the body. And then it kind of backtracks, too, into how, like, John and Aaron even started having a relationship, and it ended up being shortly after her mom had died. They had all had a family reunion. So it was John and his wife and his son, like his little family, the brother, the dad, and then Aaron and her dad. Well, and like one late night, John and Aaron, you know, started talking to each other. They start talking about like how hard it's been, blah, blah, blah. And then they end up kissing, and the relationship just escalated from there. And they obviously started having sex, and she ended up getting pregnant. She kept the baby, and this is how she ended up getting DJ wrapped into it, because she just said DJ was the dad. She liked her parents, so she knew, like, if anything, that the baby that she was going to have was going to be left to, like, great-grandparents or whatever. And Yeah. Ugh. And then at one point near the end, John tells his wife, Lori, hey, can you keep this baby because it's mine. So she ends up taking it as her son. And it's just like, ooh, girl, you done got yourself a whole mess. He done cheated on you twice. You done got an extra baby here. It's a hot mess. Your one of your sons is in jail. You have, like, hardly any family left. Which is what really burns the bridge between her and Kate, because, like I said, they're BFFs. So Lori's pissed off that Kate is, like, doing her job and having taken away all of her family, mostly, because she still has, like, two other kids left. And, so then, you know, she kicks her out of her car, and she's like, I never want to speak to you again, and so they aren't friends. Well, time passes, things move on, and in the end, Kate ends up going to Lori's house again, and they start talking, and I guess they're just better. They just start talking, and that's kind of it. And then, Kate goes home, and like I said, she'd been going to therapy and kind of working through her own issues and the situation with her son that she never really, like, coped with. And he ended up killing himself in the basement of her, I mean, in the attic of her house. And she was never able to bring herself to go up there or anybody to go up there. Well, in the end of the episode, she ends up going up there. They just show her walking up there, and that's it. That's literally how it ends. And it's like, okay. I mean, like, I understand, like, this was, like, a major step for her to, like, healing and showing that therapy worked this time. But I'm still confused as to, like, why, I don't know, like, that's it? We can't have, like, her, like, a crying scene or, like, her, I mean, like, everybody grieves differently, but I don't know. I expected, like, a better ending to that commotion because it, like, really hindered her marriage and her family because she had another daughter who at one point the daughter was like, why did you make me find him? And, like, I wish, you know, it was you who had found him. And, like, she was never really, it seemed like Kate kind of just, like, disassociated and, like, was going through the motions of life, but, like, wasn't really there for her daughter, and, obviously not her husband, because they ended up divorcing, and, so, yeah, I felt like there should have been, like, a, sort of, like, a bigger resolve with that, which I guess so, because her and her daughter end up having, like, a heart-to-heart almost, but, I don't know, for her just to, like, walk up to the attic is grand, I get it, but I just kind of expected more, I don't know. It was really good. After, obviously, I restarted it after watching the pilot, like, weeks had gone by, I did binge quite fast through it, and, oh my god, like, every episode had me at the end of the edge of the seat, because I was like, oh my god, is he the baby daddy? Oh my god, is he the murderer? And, like, there were a couple of other characters that were mixed in there, that were really suspicious at one point, and made it seem like they had something to do with Aaron's murder, but, like I said, it ended up being John and his son, Ryan, that were involved in that whole mess. It was right under Kate's nose. So they did a really good job in trying to, like, make it seem like it was other people. But obviously that was just, like, weird sus stuff. And didn't really have anything to do with Aaron's murder. Like I said, it also reminds me a lot of Broadchurch. Which, if you, I want to say Broadchurch is still on Netflix, I think. So if you're interested in starting another show that's sort of similar or deals with, like, crime investigating with, like, a little dramedy, highly recommend. 3 seasons, so you won't just get the one. And it has Olivia Colman and David Tennant, who are just, like, such a great duo. And, ooh, I feel like, oh, just watch it. I'm not gonna say anything else. I apologize for anything else. I feel like I might have spoiled that. Anyways, yeah, if you're looking for another show that's sort of similar, or if you are just interested in that type of show, I recommend Broadchurch. I think it's still on Netflix. It is a BBC America show. So if anything, it also might still be on their website. But, yeah, so there's that. Wow. I feel like there was much more to say. I wrote notes about a lot of things. I mean, like, each episode. But, yeah, the gist of it is that it ended up being right under Kate's nose, and it ended up being some little boy who genuinely killed her, but the dad ended up also helping cover up the body. And, yeah. Wow, it lasted a whole month. American crime drama. Premiered on April 18th, ended May 30th. Wow, so yeah, I took like 2 weeks after or so to finish it. Tragedy baiting. Tragedy baiting. Ooh, what are these other articles that say maybe not good? I don't know. I think it was good. Kate was beautiful the whole time. She's very, like, first of all, her accent's weird, and I know a lot of people talked about that. Her accent was weird, but I guess it had to do with, like, it being this, you know, Pennsylvania town. And then they had her, like, really such, like, not dingy, but, like, she was a detective, so it was just, like, jeans and, like, a coat or whatever, and then she would get really dressed up for the couple of dates or, like, occasions that she had, and it was like, okay, hey, girl. Hey, Miss Kate. And yeah. I kind of want there to be another season. Again, like I said, it gives me a lot of Broadchurch vibes, and Broadchurch was really good. Okay, I'm just repeating myself at this point. So, if you're interested, go watch it. Highly also recommend Broadchurch. Let me know what you thought, or if you have yet to start it, what you think so far, if you listen to it with all the spoilers. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.